Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emer McCarthy. Speaking to participants at the plenary assembly of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People, the Pope called for a system of norms to cover the rights and obligations of the foreigner, as well as those of the host community, taking into account, firstly, the dignity of every human person, created by God in his image and likeness.
Ovviamente l'acquisizione di diritti va di pari passo con l'accoglienza di doveri.
The Pope went on to say that the acquisition of rights goes hand in hand with the acceptance of duties, adding that everyone in fact has rights and duties which are not arbitrary, because they spring from human nature itself. These rights and responsibilities are, he said, universal, inviolable and inalienable.
Prospettive di convivenza tra i popoli possono essere offerte.
In this light, diverse organizations of an international nature, in cooperation with each other and with states, can provide their particular contribution to reconciling the recognition of the rights of the person and the principle of national sovereignty, with specific reference to the demands of security, public order, and border control. The Pope said that the forced entry or removal of foreigners, the use of resources of nature, culture and art, science and technology, which should be accessible to all, call into question the responsibility of states and international organizations. Pope Benedict said that, unfortunately, we are witnessing the resurgence of particularistic demands in some areas of the world. But at the same time, he said it is also true that there is a reluctance to assume responsibilities that must be shared. Furthermore, he said, the desire is still alive in many to break down walls and establish broad agreement. Indeed, he said, prospects for peaceful coexistence can be offered through concerted and prudent guidelines for reception and integration, allowing opportunities for legal entry, favouring the just right to family reunification, asylum and refuge, compensating necessary restrictive measures, and combating the scourge of human trafficking. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.